Chapter 5, continued. The Crisis of Work. As we have seen, there is a growing population of people who are situated outside formal waged work, making do with minimal welfare benefits, informal subsistence work, or by illegal means. In all cases, the lives of these people are characterized by poverty, precarity, and insecurity. Increasingly, there are simply not enough jobs to employ everyone. As the hegemonic order predicated upon decent and stable jobs breaks down, social control is likely to revert to increasingly coercive measures. Harsher workfare, heightened antagonisms over immigration, stricter controls on the movement of peoples, and mass incarceration for those who resist being cast aside. This is the crisis of work facing neoliberalism and the surplus populations who make up most of the world's labor force. With the potential for extensive automation of work, a topic that will be discussed further in the next chapter, it is likely that we will see the following trends in the years to come. 1. The precarity of the developed economy's working class will intensify due to the surplus global labor supply, resulting from both globalization and automation. 2. Jobless recoveries will continue to deepen and lengthen, predominantly affecting those whose jobs can be automated at the time. 3. Slum populations will continue to grow due to the automation of low-skilled service work and will be exacerbated by premature deindustrialization. 4. Urban marginality in the developed economies will grow in size as low-skilled, low-wage jobs are automated. 5. The transformation of higher education into job training will be hastened in a desperate attempt to increase the supply of high-skilled workers. 6. Growth will remain slow and make the expansion of replacement jobs unlikely. 7. The changes to workfare, immigration controls, and mass incarceration will deepen as those without jobs are increasingly subjected to coercive controls and survival economies. Of course, none of these outcomes is inevitable, but this analysis is based on the current tendencies of capitalism and on the problems that are likely to arise as surplus populations continue to grow. These trends portend a crisis of work and a crisis of any society based upon the institution of wage labor. Under capitalism, jobs have been pivotal to our social lives and sense of who we are, as well as being the sole source of income for most people. What the next two decades portend is a future in which the global economy is increasingly unable to produce enough jobs, let alone good jobs, yet where we remain dependent upon jobs for our living. Political parties and trade unions appear ignorant of this crisis, struggling to manage its symptoms even as automation promises to toss more and more workers aside. In the face of these tensions, the political project for the 21st century left must be to build an economy in which people are no longer dependent upon wage labor for survival. As we will argue in the next few chapters, this struggle can and should span an array of different approaches. It means creating hegemonic ideas about the obsolescence of drudgery, shifting the goals of trade unions from resisting automation to job sharing and reduced working weeks, government subsidies for automation investment, and raising the cost of labor for capital, along with many other options. It means opposing the expulsion of surplus populations and attacking the mechanisms of control over them. Mass incarceration and the racialized system of domination associated with it must be abolished. And the spatial mechanisms of control, ranging from ghettos to border controls, must be taken apart to ensure the free movement of peoples. And the welfare state must be defended, not as an end in itself, but as a necessary component of a broader post-work society. The future remains open, and which direction the crisis of work takes is precisely the political struggle before us. End of chapter 5.